The difference between Alzheimer's and dementia. Dementia is a neurological condition that gradually affects cognitive function. It affects memory, social ability, and thought. While there are many subtypes of dementia, Alzheimer's disease is the most common type. Understanding the difference between these two terms is crucial when providing support for a loved one. In this blog, we'll go over the main differences between dementia and Alzheimer's. What is dementia? Dementia is a broad term used to describe a group of neurological challenges that cause a decline in cognitive abilities, memory loss, thinking, reasoning, and problem solving. The most common cause of dementia is Alzheimer's disease, accounting for approximately 60-80% of cases. Other causes include vascular dementia, Lewy body dementia, frontotemporal dementia, and mixed dementia, a combination of different types. It's crucial to understand that each type of dementia has distinct characteristics and may progress differently. Dementia typically affects older individuals, although it is not a normal part of aging. The symptoms can vary but often involve memory loss, confusion, challenges with judgment, personality changes, challenges with language and communication, a decline in daily functioning. The progression of dementia is usually gradual and can significantly impact a person's quality of life, as well as their ability to perform everyday tasks. While there is no cure for most types of dementia, early diagnosis, treatment of underlying conditions, and supportive care can help manage symptoms and improve the individual's well-being. What is Alzheimer's? Alzheimer's disease is the most common cause of dementia. It is a progressive neurological condition that affects the brain, causing a gradual decline in memory, thinking, and reasoning abilities. Unfortunately, the exact cause and risk factors of Alzheimer's are still not fully understood, but it involves complex interactions between genetic, environmental, and lifestyle factors. In Alzheimer's disease, abnormal protein deposits, such as beta-amyloid plaques and tau tangles, build up in the brain, leading to the decline of brain cells and the disruption of communication between them. Alzheimer's disease affects the brain in several ways, including memory loss, especially recent memories, confusion, disorientation, challenges with language and problem-solving, challenges with mood and behavior changes, challenges with carrying out daily activities. As the condition progresses, individuals with Alzheimer's might require additional support to perform everyday activities and tasks. Although there is no known cure for Alzheimer's, proper care support and various treatments can help manage some of the symptoms and, in some cases, slow down the progression. It's crucial to understand that proper care support can immensely increase the quality of life of individuals experiencing the challenges of Alzheimer's disease. Symptoms for Alzheimer's and dementia. It's essential to understand that dementia is an umbrella term used to describe a group of symptoms. Alzheimer's disease is the most common type of dementia. Therefore, common symptoms of Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia include memory loss, challenges with language and communication, challenges with decision-making, challenges with problem-solving, challenges with logical reasoning, change in mood or behavior, challenges with anxiety, irritability, or depression, confusion or disorientation, challenges with motivation and initiative, challenges with focus and attention. It is important to note that the specific symptoms and their severity can vary based on the underlying cause of dementia. Common causes of dementia. Dementia can have various causes. Some of the more common include Alzheimer's disease. This is the most common cause of dementia, accounting for a significant portion of cases. Alzheimer's disease is characterized by the accumulation of abnormal protein deposits in the brain, leading to the progressive degeneration and death of brain cells. Vascular dementia. This is caused by reduced blood flow to the brain, often as a result of a stroke or other vascular conditions. This type of dementia can occur when blood vessels in the brain become narrowed or blocked, leading to damage in brain regions responsible for cognitive functions. Lewy body dementia. This type of dementia is characterized by the presence of abnormal protein deposits called Lewy bodies in the brain. It shares similarities with both Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease, as it can lead to cognitive decline, memory loss, and motor symptoms such as tremors and stiffness. Frontotemporal dementia, FTD. FTD is a group of disorders characterized by the degeneration of nerve cells in the frontal and temporal lobes of the brain. It can lead to changes in personality, behavior, and language skills. FTD often affects individuals at a younger age compared to other types of dementia. Parkinson's disease dementia. Parkinson's disease is primarily a movement disorder, but some individuals with Parkinson's may develop dementia as the disease progresses. The cognitive symptoms often include difficulties with memory, attention, and problem solving. It's important to note that the specific symptoms, progression, and treatment options can vary depending on the underlying cause of dementia. A comprehensive evaluation by a healthcare professional is necessary to determine the cause and provide appropriate management strategies. Common causes of Alzheimer's. The exact cause of Alzheimer's is not fully understood by healthcare professionals. However, several factors are believed to contribute to its development, including accumulation of abnormal protein deposits in the brain, genetic factors, age, lifestyle, and environmental factors. It's important to note that while these factors are associated with an increased risk of Alzheimer's disease, they do not guarantee that an individual will develop the condition. Alzheimer's is a complex condition influenced by a combination of risk factors, and more research is needed to fully understand its causes. What's the difference? Dementia and Alzheimer's disease are often used interchangeably. However, it's crucial to understand how they differ from each other. Dementia is an umbrella term that can describe a wide range of symptoms, and it is not a specific condition. Alzheimer's disease is the most common type of dementia. Therefore, while dementia is an umbrella term, Alzheimer's disease is a specific condition that can affect the brain. Treatment. The treatment of dementia symptoms aims to manage symptoms, slow down the progression, and improve the individual's quality of life. While there is currently no cure for Alzheimer's, several approaches are used in its treatment. Medications. Certain medications can help manage symptoms and improve cognitive function in some individuals with Alzheimer's. Cognitive stimulation and therapy. Engaging in cognitive activities, such as puzzles, reading, and memory exercises, can help maintain cognitive function and improve overall well-being. Supportive care and management. Creating a supportive and structured environment is important for individuals with Alzheimer's. This includes maintaining a regular routine, providing clear and simple instructions, ensuring safety measures, and offering emotional support. Ongoing research is focused on developing new treatments and interventions to target the underlying causes of Alzheimer's disease and potentially slow down its progression when individuals portray early symptoms. Impact of home care. Home care allows individuals to receive assistance and support in the comfort of their own familiar environment. Being in a place they recognize and feel comfortable in can help reduce confusion, disorientation, and anxiety often associated with dementia. What's more, home care enables personalized and one-on-one attention, which is crucial for individuals with dementia. Caregivers can provide tailored assistance, including help with activities of daily living, medication management, meal preparation, and companionship. The suitability of home care may vary depending on the individual's stage and progression of Alzheimer's or dementia. In some cases, as the condition progresses and care needs become more complex, additional support or 24/7 care may be necessary. It's advisable to consult with healthcare professionals and explore all available options to determine the most appropriate and beneficial care arrangement for the individual's specific situation. How individuals can benefit from LEAF Complex Care. At LEAF Complex Care, our lifelong mission is to provide compassionate care for the people we serve. We are dedicated to breaking down social barriers that can affect people living with dementia. Our team of passionate support workers aim to make a positive impact, leaving an imprint of kindness and dedication. LEAF Complex Care specializes in person-centered home care that is customized to meet your unique health needs and personal boundaries. Our skilled practitioners are committed to supporting individuals with dementia in the comfort of their own homes, enabling them to remain close to their loved ones. If you need quality at-home support for a loved one with dementia, LEAF Complex Care is the right choice for you. We provide CQC-regulated care in Bristol, Exeter, SLU, Somerset and the Midlands. Contact us, and we will outline a tailored, personalized care plan for you or your loved one. Read more about other topics. Home care services: difference between supported living and residential care. Supported living and residential care accommodation are common options that enable many people with complex care needs to live fulfilling lives. The person-centered care and support in these services is. Read more, home care services. What is personal care and why is it important? Complex health needs may hinder a person's independence by turning everyday self-care activities into a challenge. Personal carers provide the intimate assistance that people with support needs require for in. Read more, home care services. Supported living for people with mental health needs. Living with a mental health condition may deprive people of belonging and safety in their own homes. Supported living services enable individuals with complex mental health needs to live independently. Read more,